of November. How many of you were in church on Sunday? Can I see your hand up? You were in church on Sunday. Let me see your hand up. Wave it higher. Okay, that's why you are shouting, because you know why it is. Right. The 10th of November. How many of you were not in church on Sunday? Let me see your hand. All right, almost an equal number. The 10th of November is the anniversary of this church. Today, on the 10th of November, 1996, this church started worldwide in FCT here. And today, this morning and this evening, we will be celebrating the faithfulness and the mercy of God. Every salvation we have seen, every healing we have witnessed, every deliverance we have experienced are functions of the mercy and the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. I'd like you to open your Bibles to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22. Thank you, Jesus. Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. His compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Amplified Version said, it is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed. Because his tender compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. The Bible in basic English says, listen to this. It is through the Lord's love that we have not come to destruction, because his mercies have no limit. They are new every morning. Great is your good faith. Contemporary English Version says, the Lord's kindness never fails. If he had not been merciful, we would have been destroyed. The Lord can always be trusted to show mercy each morning. Can somebody say aloud, amen? Amen. The best thing that can happen to anybody is to be a candidate of God's mercy. I speak this morning briefly on the subject of the mercy of God. The best thing that can happen to anybody is to be a candidate of God's mercy. To be a subject of God's mercy. To be a recipient of God's mercy. To be connected to the mercy of God is the best thing that can happen to anybody under heaven. Why? Because the mercy of God will do for you what your ability can't do for yourself. The mercy of God will do for you what ability can't do. The mercy of God will do what skill cannot do. The mercy of God will do what talent cannot do. The mercy of God will do for you what your ability can't do for yourself. The mercy of God will do for you what your skill cannot do. The mercy of God will do what your talent cannot do. The mercy of God will do for you what your qualification cannot do. The mercy of God will do for you what your education cannot do. Hear this. The mercy of God will do what money cannot do. What money cannot do. What money cannot do. What money cannot do. The mercy of God will do what money cannot do. The mercy of God will do what human connection cannot do. You know somebody somewhere, what he can't do for you, the mercy of God will do. What human connection cannot do. These several years of ministry here in the Federal Capital Territory, it has been by the mercy of God. I'll talk more about it in the evening. But the mercy of God will do for you what human connections cannot do. What your father, your mother can't do for you. What your uncle in the Senate can't do for you. What the governor of your state can't do for you. What your brother abroad can't do for you. The mercy of God will do what human connection cannot do. I'd like to draw your attention to five major products of the mercy of God. Five major products of the mercy of God. Number one, the mercy of God is the secret of preservation from destruction. Preservation from destruction. The mercy of God is the secret of preservation from destruction. The Bible says, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Preservation from destruction is a product of the mercy of God. Hear this. If not for the mercy of God, somebody here should have been swallowed up longest time. Swallowed up by the forces of wickedness. Swallowed up by the forces of witchcraft. Swallowed up by the conspiracy of the enemy. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Somebody slept last night and woke up this morning because of the mercy of God. Somebody traveled to the village last time and returned back alive because of the mercy of God. Somebody ate deadly poison inside food you didn't know and you survived because it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Beloved brothers and sisters, the reason why somebody here has not been forgotten is the mercy of God. Are you hearing what I am saying here today? Somebody could have been forgotten longest time. They could have done obituary longest time, but for the mercy of God. The mercy of God. The mercy of God is the secret of preservation from destruction. The mercy of God is the reason why you are not a perishable material. The mercy of God is the reason why you are not a consumable. You are not a consumable. Easily perishable. Easily consumable. Where we are not easily consumables. Where we are not easy consumables. Where we are not easily expendable is the mercy of God. The mercy of God is the reason why you are not permitted to be easily wastable. Easily perishable and wastable. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. Can somebody say a loud amen? How many of you know that left for the mouth of people, some people here would have died longest time. Left for what? Left for what people are saying, this church should not have existed by now. There was a time a whole newspaper carried a publication that this church has been destroyed. And that was a lie. People ran here to look for a church and there was nothing like that. It was in the heart of the people and it came out of their mouths. But who is he that saith it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it, not because he frustrated the tokens of liars, he maketh diviners smart, he disappoints the devices of the craft, and their hands cannot perform their enterprise. I am here to announce to somebody, the destruction they planned for you is returning back to those who planned it. It's returning back to the senders. It's returning back to the senders. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Number two, the mercy of God is the secret of liberation or deliverance. Is the secret of liberation, the secret of liberation, the secret of deliverance, liberation, deliverance. Open your Bibles to Exodus chapter 3. Like everybody to open the Bible. Exodus chapter 3. And look at God speaking to Moses. Exodus chapter 3. And in verse 7. Open your Bibles to it. I'd like you to read it. Exodus chapter 3. And in verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. I have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters. For I know their sorrow. Somebody say mercy. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, unto a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites and Hittites and Amorites and Perizzites and Hivites and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Someone say mercy. Mercy. Look at Exodus chapter 15 and in verse 13. Exodus 15, 13. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. In his mercy, he led the people out of Egypt. Without mercy, oppression continues. Without mercy, bondage continues. Without mercy, oppression continues. Without mercy, bondage continues. But when the mercy of God is available, deliverance is inevitable. Liberation is inevitable. When the mercy of God is available, captivity has no right to continue. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying here today? I came with the word of the Lord today. The mercy of God that brought this church all these years from 1996 till date. That same mercy is about to visit your life. And I tell you today in the name of Jesus, every captivity that the enemy organized for you today ends it forever. Today is the end of that captivity. Today is the end of that affliction. Somebody shout yes. Lift your right hand and say, Lord, have mercy. Again. 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 I receive your mercy, Lord. I receive it now. Hear me today, there is no prison of the enemy that is permitted to keep you if you are connected to the mercy of God. There is no Pharaoh that can keep you if you are connected to the mercy of God. There is no Herod that can keep your destiny if you are connected to the mercy of God. I announce deliverance, captive liberation. I announce deliverance today. In Jesus' name, somebody shout mercy. Again. 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 Number three, the mercy of God is the secret of restoration. Restoration equals healing. Healing is actually a restoration of health. Health that was lost, when it gets restored, we say someone is healed. The mercy of God is the secret of restoration and healing. In Matthew chapter 9 verse 27, two blind men looked at Jesus passing and said, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. They are looking for their sight, but they were asking for mercy. The mercy of God is the sponsor of the miracles of God. The mercy of God is the sponsor of the miracles of God. The mercy of God is the secret of restoration, is the secret of healing. Sicknesses can only continue where mercy is absent. Affliction can continue when mercy is absent. Pain can continue only where mercy is absent. But today, mercy is available. I am here to announce mercy is available. Mercy is here because God is here. And because you are here, that mercy will reach out to you now. Anybody afflicted in body, anybody oppressed, lift your hands and say, Lord, have mercy. Lift your two hands and say, I receive your mercy. In the name of Jesus, I receive mercy.
Again. 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 I receive your mercy, Lord. Number four, the mercy of God is the secret of his intervention. In other words, you are in the middle of danger. You want God to intervene. The mercy of God is the secret of his intervention. When you read the book of Jonah chapter 2 from verse 8 to 10, Jonah said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their mercy. In verse 10, then he said, the Lord spake unto the fish and it vomited Jonah. When the mercy of God is available to you, there is intervention in the midst of crisis. There is intervention in the midst of danger. There is intervention in the midst of disaster. Somebody here this morning, you are in the midst of a condition, probably a conspiracy in your office. You are in the midst of danger. Probably the enemies have planned against you. But before this service is over, the intervention will come from above. The intervention will come from above. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Number five, the mercy of God is the secret of continuation. Continuation of results. Continuation. Continuation of results. Acts chapter 26. Now I am going to be reading verse 22. Acts chapter 26 and in verse 22. Paul the apostle speaking, he said, having obtained help or mercy of the Lord, I continue till this day. Acts chapter 26 and in verse 22. You have your Bibles, you can open to it. Acts 26, 22. He said, having therefore obtained help of God, which is mercy, I continue on to this day, witnessing both to small and great, saying none other things than those things which the prophets and Moses did say should come. Some people wanted to close the mouth of Paul, but he said, I obtained mercy of God and I continued doing what I am meant to be doing. For continuous impact, what you need is mercy. When mercy expires, people rise and crash. Are you following what I'm saying here today? When mercy expires, they rise, then they crash. When mercy expires, people succeed for a while and the success disappears. When mercy expires, their success expires. Their results expires. Their impact expires. But he said, I obtained mercy of the Lord and I continue. Somebody say, I continue. In the book of Daniel chapter 1, I believe it was verse 22 or so, the Bible says, Daniel continued until the reign of Cyrus. He continued. He continued from the reign of Nebuchadnezzar until the reign of Cyrus. Nebuchadnezzar to Belshazzar, from Belshazzar to Darius, Darius to Cyrus. This 70 years of impact. Daniel continued in power for 70 years. And how do you continue? By the mercy of God. Am I speaking to somebody here today? There are some people who we used to hear of in those days. We don't hear of them again. There are some people that were rich before they are not rich again. There are some people that were anointed before they are not anointed again. But the secret of perpetual relevance, the secret of continuous impact, is the mercy of God. I am here to announce to somebody whose mercy expired, today there shall be a fresh supply of mercy, and you shall resume success. You shall resume progress. You shall resume prosperity. You shall resume impact. If you believe that, shout yes! You went up and crashed down because at a point no more mercy for you. But right now that mercy is getting restored. There is a fresh supply of mercy. Is there somebody receiving that? Shout yes! Shout yes! Shout yes. Yes! Say in the name of Jesus. Yes. Today, yes. I receive fresh mercy to continue to succeed. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody who is about to regain back his position in the office. There is somebody who is about to regain back his position in the family. There is somebody who is about to regain back his position in the society. There is somebody who is about to regain back his position in the ministry. If you are the one, shout the loudest, amen. The mercy of God is the secret of retaliation and vengeance. While the world is on, anything can happen. So something happens, but just relax. It's normal. Number six, I told you five, I give you one extra. Mercy of God is the secret of retaliation, is the secret of vengeance. You know what that means? You don't retaliate nobody by yourself. When God is merciful upon you, his judgment descends on your enemies. Do you understand what I'm saying? In Psalm 136, oh, that men will praise the Lord. Psalm 136, let's open to it and take a look at that. When the mercy of God is upon one person, his judgment is upon another person, is the secret of retaliation and vengeance. Psalm 136, and what does he say? Psalm 136, and we are reading from verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. If you move down, he said, to him, verse 7, that made great lights, for his mercy endureth forever. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. The moon and stars to rule by night, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn. Why? For his mercy endureth forever. Verse 15. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. Why? His mercy endureth forever. Verse 17. To him that smote great kings. For what reason? For his mercy endureth forever. Verse 18. And slew famous kings. For what purpose? For his mercy endureth forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites. For his mercy endureth forever. And Og, king of Bashan. For his mercy endureth forever. And gave their land for an heritage. Even an heritage unto Israel is seven. Who redeemed us in our low estate. And has redeemed us from our enemies. Who giveth food to all flesh. Oh, give thanks unto the God of heaven. For his mercy endureth. When the mercy of God makes one person to rise, it makes another to crash. Especially when that other person has decided that this person is his enemy. When you are a candidate for God's mercy, enemies are in trouble. Am I speaking to somebody here? When you are a candidate for God's mercy, every human or satanic enemy is in trouble. Can somebody lift up your two hands and shout, Lord, have mercy? Say it louder. I receive your mercy. I connect with your mercy. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anybody here receiving the mercy of God? I'd like you to get ready to hear some news. Before this conference is over, some witch is about to encounter judgment. Before this week is over, some wizard is about to encounter the judgment of God. Before this week is over, a satanic altar somewhere is about to catch fire. Everything inside your body that my Father in heaven has not put there, before this service is over, the judgment of God shall catch it by fire. Somebody shout yes. Somebody shout mercy. Shout mercy. Shout mercy. What is the condition for mercy? Condition for mercy. Number one condition is humility. When you recognize your helplessness before God, you connect with mercy.
Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require of thee? Walk humbly. Love mercy. Let's get it correctly. Micah chapter 6 and in verse 9. The first person that is there can read it sharp. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Humility and mercy goes hand in hand. That makes it very clear that anywhere pride is present, mercy is absent. Any man, any woman in whose life pride is present, mercy is absent. There are so many people today, the reason why they have not encountered the mercy of God is because of pride and arrogance. Shoulder is too raised. They are too proud for God. Too proud to study the Bible. Too proud to sit under a pastor. Too proud to be established in church. Too proud to be corrected. Too proud to accept mistakes. Too proud to say they are sorry. Too proud to admit that they are wrong. And God resisted the proud and giveth grace to the humble. God assists everybody, but he resists the proud. When the devil resists you, you can be assisted. When God resists you, you are resisted. Because nobody can assist. Pride! If you are here this morning, you are going to speak to God to deliver you from every root and every trace and every iota of pride so you can experience the mercy of God. Number two, condition for mercy is confidence in God. Confidence in God. You want mercy from God, you need confidence in God. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. Psalm 118, verse 8 and 9. Look at what it says. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes, senators, governors, presidents, local government chairmen. Those are all in the category of princes. Is anybody here today? Proverbs 3:26. Proverbs chapter 3 and in verse 26 it said, "For the Lord shall be thy confidence, and he shall keep thy foot from being taken." Psalm 13 and in verse 5. Psalm 13 verse 5. Look at what it says in Psalm 13 and in verse 5. He said, "But I have trusted in thy mercy, and because of that, my heart shall rejoice in thy salvation," or in thy intervention. As I trust in your mercy, I rejoice in your intervention. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Mercy of God. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. God says you should come to the point where you are not looking up to your wife to give you a child. Woman, if you don't give me a child, I'll marry another wife. God says your wife is not the one to give you a child. God is the one who gives children. You don't look up to your husband to give you a child. You don't look up to your senator or your governor or your local government chairman or whoever, your brother connected somewhere. You see, it's not possible to look up with one eye and look down with the second eye. You can look only in one direction per time. If you are looking up to man, you are disconnected from the help of God. And if you are looking up to God, you are disconnected from the help of man. The worst thing that can happen to any pastor is to look at the members of the church as the source of supply. That's the worst that can happen to any pastor in life. To look at one big man as if this man doesn't exist, the church cannot function.
Do you understand what I'm talking about here today? And when you come to the point where you don't look to your certificate, you don't look to yourself, you don't look to your beauty to get a husband, you don't look to your handsomeness to get a wife, you don't look to any connection but God, then you are set for the mercy of God. Someone say amen. Amen. Number three, condition for mercy is prayer. Cry out to God. Ask for mercy. Hebrews chapter 4 and in verse 16. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. It talks about us coming boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 16. This is what it said. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The children of Israel cried out unto the Lord and he heard them. At the place of prayer, you can make demands of mercy. You can come before God and say, I came here today to ask for mercy. I came here today to ask for mercy. I came to your presence. Mercy for my ministry. Mercy for my business. Mercy for the woman's hand. Mercy. I am in danger. I need mercy. Every time you hear that people are conspiring against you, Don't just pray and even don't. All you need to do is just mercy, Lord, mercy, just mercy. While that mercy is coming upon you, arrows, fire is hitting their camp. Am I speaking to somebody here today? Mercy, come boldly to the throne of grace. And the only way you can come boldly is when you are free from iniquity. When you are free from sin. A sinner can't go boldly to God. You see, the Bible says the wicked flee. What? When no man pursue, Proverbs chapter 28 verse what? Verse 1, but the righteous are what? Are as bold as a lion. So the boldness to approach the throne of grace is anchored on righteousness. Living with a man that has not married you. You can't come boldly. Stealing money in the office that he didn't give you. You can't come boldly. Telling lies and doing 419, you can't come boldly. Am I speaking to anybody here today? You can't come boldly. If your heart is not right and your life is not right with God, it is not possible to come boldly. Forging signatures, cheating in exam hall, falsifying your age. Somebody born 1965 says he was born 1972. He put it in certificate only to get a job. What a banzastic job. Yeah, yes, just job. Are you following what I'm saying here today? It is not possible to come boldly to God when there is something you are covering up in your life. It's come boldly. Come boldly to the throne of grace. That boldness is a function of righteousness. Somebody say amen. And finally, mercy is a function of his presence. The presence of God naturally envelops a person in mercy. How many of you know that in the Holy of Holies, there is something there called the mercy seat? The mercy seat that carries the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and that carried the mercy seat, carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and then the two cherubims facing each other faces each other around the mercy seat, and then the glory of God was resident on that mercy seat. That mercy seat is found inside the presence of God. And whenever you are connected to the presence of God, when you walk in the realm of the consciousness of God's presence, you are permanently connected to mercy. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, I receive your mercy, Lord. I receive your mercy, Lord. I receive your mercy, Lord. Are you ready for mercy? Lift your hands. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne. Glorious God,
Beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne.
Lift your voice and sing.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne.
Glorious God,
glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne.
Glorious God.
Glorious God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne.
Glorious
God, beautiful King, excellent God, I bow before your throne.
Glorious God.
Your throne,
worship at your feet. I bow before your throne.
your face.
Before your throne.
I bow before your throne.
I bow before your throne.
I worship at your
feet. Before your throne.
You are the throne.
I bow before your throne. Almighty Jehovah, I bow before your throne. And you are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God, Magalaya. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy.
Lift your voice and worship him. Lift your hands to your voice and worship him. Thank you. You are the invisible God. You are my miracle worker. You are what you're, Lord. You are invisible God. Magalaya, baya, ya, ya. You are my miracle worker. You are worthy, oh, you are worthy, oh Lord. Oh, oh, Shubarere, oh, oh, Shubarere, oh, oh, Shubarere, oh, we give you the praise and the honor, Master. Worship him 1 minute, worship him, honor him, adore him. Praise you. Praise you. I would love to tell you what I think of Jesus. Since I found in him a friend so strong and true. I would love to tell you how he changed my life completely. He did something that no other friend could do. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And there is no friend so kind as he. No one else could take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, how much my Savior cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. And there is no friend so kind as he.
take my sins and darkness from me. Oh, how much my Savior cares for me.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. In the name of Jesus.